Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Let's talk mixed drinks. On this episode, Bob and I go down a rabbit hole of alcoholic beverages and which ones we avoid based on past experiences. How do we get on this topic? Cryogenic freezing, of course. Enjoy.
Is there any place where you can be frozen right now?
Sure. Plenty.
Plenty?
Really? Yeah. Well, you could do just the head. Or you could do the entire kit and caboodle.
I don't understand the logic of just the head.
So the assumption is that technology will advance enough that all you really need is just the brain components to revive somebody, and you could grow the body, or you could transfer it, the consciousness from the brain into the, you know, upload it to whatever, the cloud that we all live in the future.
It's like Donovan's brain. You ever see that horror movie from like the 50s or 60s? It's a brain in a jar that controls everybody that walks into the room and can actually control the electricity in the room. And it's a really powerful brain. But it shows you the power of the brain. Here's my theory. We think we know and we don't. Like to say, oh, the brain is really all you need. The rest is just animated meat package.
Oh,
you
sure.
know? Because this body connects with this brain in such a way to provide feedback mechanisms in such a way that how are you going to create that?
Yeah.
How are you going to create something that's going to feed back to the brain accurately all the stuff it needs to know to operate? And I mean, it's just, we just don't know. We don't know enough about.
You know, my theory.
What is your theory?
Is that we have little brains all over the place helping to control, because this thing can't control all the stuff that's going on.
I think that's a good
theory. I got my kidney brain trying to clean up all that stuff. I got my knee brains being like, hey, stop bowling. I got my elbow brains like, stop carrying things. Most of them are telling me to stop doing things. And hey, can you just lie down? My stomach brain's like, hey, don't eat that. For God's sake, kombucha and tequila, that's dumb.
Oh, my God. On that basic theory, my friend, kombucha and tequila. That's not. Who put that in front of you? Who said? Who
I
said?
Have friends. I have friends. Yeah, they drank it too.
You know something? Okay, sure. I'd put air quotes over friends if they're giving you kombucha and tequila. Because what? Okay, what did it taste like? If you get the next closest thing to what this thing tastes like is what?
A little like a flat sour beer.
Oh, give me some of that.
Yeah.
But was it strong? Was it? I mean, did they put
it was pretty strong.
Okay, and maybe that makes it worth it. And when you're drinking alcohol also, you get used to a little harsher taste, a little something, right?
Yeah.
So it's not as bad as I think it is because it has alcohol in it, probably.
It's not as bad as I think it is because it has alcohol in it, probably. That's a bumper sticker.
Hey, one question.
Yeah.
Did you have more than one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I had one on Saturday, and then I had one on Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right. Spread them out. Spread them out by a day. That's
not
good.
Foolish.
Good for you. Good for you, because tequila is one of my never, never drink.
Yeah.
I only have two alcohols that are never, never alcohols. Tequila and Yukon Jack.
What is Yukon Jack?
Yukon Jack is a cross between a hard liquor and a liqueur. So it's got kind of the texture of a liqueur, but it's got the alcohol of a hard liquor.
Yeah.
And the only thing uglier than that stuff going into your stomach is that stuff coming out of your stomach. And I learned what that
felt like.
It tastes, that's a good question. Because I don't remember very well. I remember what it tasted like when I threw it up. And it was very bad. It was my brother's bachelor party. Actually, one of my true regretful drinking experiences. Because I drank so much Yukon Jack that he had to get me in the house on his bachelor party, you know, and I threw up on the way in the house. I threw up on myself in the house. I fell over the dog gate on the way in the house. He got me packed up and put to bed and then went and took care of himself. And the next day when I woke up, I knew that I would never touch that alcohol again.
You were, not in good shape.
And I didn't, so there.
Oof.
Yeah, so all that right. Tequila. So those are my two nemesis.
All right.
Now you know. Hey gang, it's Bob. I'm glad Nick and I had this conversation so close to Christmas. That way, none of you will be sending me cases of tequila and Yukon Jack this year. Grey Goose vodka and Cadbury chocolate will suit me just fine. And maybe some ouzo and baklava for my buddy Nick. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Dose. We'll be back again next week with new episodes.